The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. I'd like to just read from a short sutta today, one that contains a few verses that were spoken by the Buddha. And it's maybe best to listen to it just with a sense of how it feels emotionally. So the setting is that the Buddha is walking for alms, and he goes to the same Brahmin's house for 3 days in a row. And on the third day, the Brahmin is offering food, but he says, in addition, "This pesky Gotama keeps coming again and again." And the Buddha replies, takes this opportunity to offer a teaching, and he replies, "Again and again they sow the seed. Again and again the sky god sends down rain. Again and again plowmen plow the field. Again and again grain comes to the realm. Again and again the mendicants beg. Again and again the donors give. When the donors have given again and again they go to heaven. Again and again the dairy folk draw milk. Again and again, the calf goes to its mother. Again and again, one wearies and trembles. Again and again, the dolt enters the womb. Again and again, one is born and dies. Again and again, they take one to the cemetery. But when one has obtained the path that leads to no more renewed existence, having become broad in wisdom, one is not born again and again." So as these things go, the Brahmin is very happy about this and becomes a lay follower of the Buddha for life. And I think you can see that the repetition in this piece is very striking. Again and again is repeated, again and again. So the actual content of the piece is, of course, about rebirth, but the emotional tone is the important part, and it translates even into our day-to-day life, doesn't it? In more modern language, we could say things like, again and again, text messages arrive. Again and again, one drives to work. Again and again, the tired perk up at Starbucks. This is samsara. The repeated cycle of existence from day to day, week to week, year to year. And in this particular verse, the Buddha highlights how exhausting and oppressive and tiresome this cycle can become. Even the good deeds, like giving, interestingly. So he's encouraging us to become disenchanted with the whole process of cyclic existence. And the last stanza has a different tone to it. There the Buddha says that there's a way out of this cycle, basically by gaining broad wisdom and direct knowledge of the path. What does that really mean? Well, it happens in a variety of ways, with a number of steps along the way, and I'll just talk about that a little bit. It's a large topic, but one step basically has to do with telling a better story about what's happening. Instead of getting bogged down by the repetitive requirements of human existence, we can envision a more positive story of spiritual benefit in our lives, such as helping others or developing ourselves. There's a story that I'm reminded of about this. It's set in the Middle Ages, and they're building one of the very large cathedrals, which always took a lot of effort, lots and lots of people, many, many years. And you can imagine going to three people that are doing this heavy labor and asking each one what he's doing. So you ask the first one, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I'm laying bricks." Okay, true. And then you ask the second person, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm doing this day job so that I can support my family, and my wife and my children and my elderly parents have food to eat and a roof to live under. And you go to a third person and say, what are you doing? And I'll tell it the way I heard it, which is that he says, I'm building a great cathedral for the glory of God. And, you know, maybe we could say something like, I'm walking the path to achieve liberation. I'm helping others in order to bring benefit to myself and the whole world, to all beings. So this kind of understanding of our life helps us to construct and walk the path. It's kind of a temporary solution to samsara. You know, we don't see ourselves as doing things again and again. We're doing things for a reason, and we don't feel so oppressed by the things that are happening. It's inevitable ups and downs. It's inevitable repetitiveness. All this becomes quite bearable when we have this larger sense of a vision of our lives in that way. And then we can keep going as long as we're thinking that we're doing the practice and serving, giving, loving. These are very beneficial, and they bring real benefits too. There's also a permanent solution to samsara, or more ultimate solution. So going back to the Buddha's language of repeated cycles of birth and death, this solution is to find that which is not born and does not die, and that which is not cyclic. Interestingly, once this is found, experience actually takes on a new freshness. So we gain the sense that every moment is completely new, never before arisen and never to return. There's much less a sense that things are happening again and again. But to get there, we have to really be with the repetitiveness, with the really allowing ourselves to get disenchanted and to feel how things happen again and again and again. So if you're feeling weary with another trip to Starbucks, another session of checking your email, another filling up of the gas tank, then take a moment to reflect on that. The vast cycles of life that we go through. And then imagine maybe finding something more peaceful that's beyond all of that. So those are my thoughts for today. We could have some questions or comments, or simply continue to sit for a few minutes.